Hey, it's time for me to do another one of these Eclipse series reviews. So let's take a look at Eclipse Series 5, the first films of Samuel Fuller. I've been doing this kind of walk through my Eclipse series collection as the Criterion Collection has announced that they're going to revive this series. It was a thriving DVD-only line for a number of years. Now they're going to be coming out on Blu-ray with an Abbas Kiarostami set in November. That was recently confirmed in their August announcements. But this is a box set that came out back in 2007. The Eclipse series was still a pretty new thing. And Samuel Fuller, it's been a while since Criterion's released any of his stuff, but around the time of this release, he was a pretty hot commodity, and he is definitely one of the most beloved American directors, at least for a certain generation of cinephiles. How his reputation holds up with younger folks, I'm kind of interested to know. But here's just a real quick overview of stuff that Criterion had released by Samuel Fuller prior to this set. On DVD, they had done Shock Corridor and The Naked Kiss. These were upgraded after the Samuel Fuller Eclipse series set came out, but these were Spines numbers 18 and 19. So this is very pivotal early releases. These are a couple of kind of boundary-pushing B-movies. All of Fuller's movies were pretty much B-movies, especially in the early part of his career, but kind of life in a psychiatric institution. And this is about a sex worker who's just going through a lot of crisis and issues. It's been a while since I watched them, but they're both pretty provocative films. Here's probably the best thing that Sam Fuller did as far as the movies of his I've seen. Pick up on South Street, pretty classic film noir. Richard Widmark is in it. Yeah, Thelma Ritter, she does a very interesting character bit, very memorable, and a great snapshot of 1950s New York City as well. Several years later, they released a film from late in his career, White Dog. Very controversial at the time, still controversial to this day. I think it's out of print at this point. This is the DVD-only title. Basically, the premise is a dog that was raised and trained to attack black people. And, touching on pretty sensitive issues of race and, provocative. Sam Fuller tended to be that way. I'll say a little bit more about him in just a second. The most recent Fuller release was his directing of Barbara Stanwyck in 40 Guns. This is a 1957 Western, a little bit later in his career, obviously, than these first three films that he directed. Fuller also makes a couple of memorable cameo appearances in Pierrot Le Fou, Jean-Luc Godard, and Wim Wenders, The American Friend. So who is this Sam Fuller? He was a teenage reporter for the New York Journal in the 1940s, and then eventually found his way into World War II, where he fought at different locations in the European theater. He got a Bronze Star, a Silver Star, I think, Purple Heart, and was in like the Normandy beaches on D-Day and in the Italian theater. And he was a correspondent, but, very much saw critical action in World War II. You don't just get those medals for nothing. He came back, became a screenwriter after the war, got into the kind of the Hollywood game, and didn't like exactly how his screenplays were being treated, so he lobbied and leveraged himself to become a film director. So he wrote and directed his own films, and these are the first three. So what do you get in this box? You get three films. I Shot Jesse James. This is about the killer of Jesse James, the coward Robert Ford, right? You remember that movie from several years ago. Well, this is another variation, of course, a predecessor on that theme about the mythology of the American West. Jesse James, kind of a Robin Hood type of robs from the rich, gives to the poor. There's a whole, kind of songs and literature and lore about the guy. And of course, the way he died, he was betrayed by a trusted associate, namely Robert Ford. And this movie gets into what drives a man to do that. There's kind of a concocted romantic conflict that is at the heart of it. But some very interesting touches. And, it's a pretty good Rip Snorton Western with gunfights and showdowns and barroom brawls and all that kind of stuff. The second film was also of the Western sort, The Baron of Arizona. Again, based on a historic figure, a notorious forger who actually was able to create official looking documents in the early history of Arizona when it was a territory before it was a state, and made himself pretty wealthy. I think the whole thing falls apart at the end, but for a while he had a pretty good scam going, and he prospered. You might recognize that face on the cover. That's Vincent Price, a very early role of his. He is cast in the lead here, and it's a pretty great performance. If all you know of Vincent Price is him as an older guy doing the horror stuff, here's a different side of Vincent Price. And again, a pretty good tale. These movies move along very briskly and keep you entertained with interesting character bits, snappy dialogue, you know, little vignettes, conflicts that kind of lead to satisfying conclusions. And then finally, The Steel Helmet. This is a movie about the Korean War, written and shot while the Korean War was still in process, and a very gritty, hard-hitting, uncompromising portrayal of the rigors and agonies of war. So much so that it got Fuller in a little bit of trouble because it might be the kind of movie that would damage troop morale, or even worse, inform citizens of the United States about what's really going on in this military action that our government had authorized at the time. So there are some nihilistic bits in there. It's not, of course, hardcore, you know, existentially bleak, you know, as maybe other movies might be. But it's pretty intense if you just take the premise of what's being depicted here as a reflection of real lived human experience. So, yeah, my job here isn't to do, you know, in-depth reviews of these three films, but just to kind of give you a little bit of a look at what you get in these sets here. They always have kind of a little insert printed, and of course the old DVD. The first films of Samuel Fuller, a very recommended edition in the Eclipse series. I don't know if these are on the Criterion channel or not. I keep forgetting to check that, but there's text on the screen that'll tell you if they are or aren't.